Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Tuesday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
Why don't we start with a little pick a bit to start the show, like we did yesterday? So I have three bits. We will vote on the bit that we want to do today, this morning. The panel will be me, Morgan, and Ray. That's right. Eddie, you're back in the mix, buddy.
I'm back.
Yeah, so here are the three bits we can choose from. Bit number one from Lunchbox. Has anyone seen me on the news? With audio. Bit number two, Amy's now getting help from law enforcement. Bit number three, Eddie and his wife are now paying money to do something together. They're paying money for something you don't normally pay money for.
Well, it's this early in the morning, so it's not what I think it is.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
I think it is.
Well, can't say.
Okay, so those are the three. What are Eddie and his wife paying money for that you're not really supposed to do this? Why is Amy calling the cops? And why is Lunchbox on TV? Pick a bit. Ray, what do you like there?
Lunchbox TV. Let's go, baby.
Oh. Woo!
Yeah, right. Let's go.
So you have Amy wants to see me on the news?
With audio.
Or you have Amy getting help from law enforcement. Or you have Eddie and his wife spending money to do something that people don't normally spend money on. Go ahead, Morgan.
I'm sticking with Amy. I want to know what happened with the law enforcement.
You've got to be kidding me. Totally. You're such a...
And pick a bit. I'm interested, too, in the law enforcement story.
Oh, wow.
I didn't pick it yesterday, but today I feel like that's what I want to know about. So, Ray, if you can start the segment, here is the winner of today's pick a bit. It's Amy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, what's up? Law enforcement's involved now?
Well, law enforcement reached out to me.
Okay.
After listening to the show, and they realized that my ring, my college ring, my Aggie ring, went missing in North Carolina. And law enforcement in the state reached out to me and said, hey, you know, if you send me all of this information, I can search databases that could help track down your ring.
Did you send the stuff?
Well, I was hesitant because she needed like a lot of personal information.
And are I'm you like, sure she's a cop? Or oh, Amy's one of those scam stories.
She said.
Amy loses $200,000 to a scammer. Yeah.
She said she could show me, you know, credentials or
but
whatever.
But who is she? Is she an officer?
She's
state
a listener,
trooper?
Yeah, I believe a state trooper.
It sounds like you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was an email.
We need to put Lunchbox on this case.
Yeah. If he wants, I have phone numbers. If he wants to reach out to her, I'd feel better about that. But, I mean, she said that she was even going to be in Nashville if I wanted to meet up.
Oh, boy.
To, like, yikes. See the credentials in person.
Yeah, she'll show you her badge, her gun.
Yeah, or handcuffs. Shoot me.
She'll abduct you.
Yeah. Thing.
I mean, so, if she is a cop, though, you for sure would give your stuff. Well, that sounds like a lot of personal stuff to get a ring, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
But you got to find out your background, where your house was. You said you were broken in. Yeah. They had to look at the case report, mm-hmm. all that. It goes into crime research. They have to do all the background check.
But hey, Matlock, how do you know all this? Yeah.
But also, I feel like it's a lot. Don't we have crimes to be solving besides Amy's ring?
Well, you don't only just search for the biggest crimes, or then no crime would be solved.
Yeah, I did. Thank you for bringing that up, Lunchbox, because I did think about wasting resources, you know?
I'm sure she types some stuff into a computer.
Okay, well, she reached out.
Did she want your social security number?
I can't remember all the details, but I mean, she's like, if you don't feel comfortable sending me personal information, that's when she said we could meet up in person.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's put Lunchbox on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's all legit. I mean, I can find out if she's legit, but what she's asking for is all legit when you're doing research.
But how do you know what she's asking for?
She never said what she's asking for.
But I can tell you what she's asking for, because Amy said her house was broken into, so she wants the case number.
There was a police report filed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She needs all that.
So, I mean, but it was back in, that was like 2009.
Well, I hope you find the ring. Documents. Lunchbox will find out if she's real.
Yeah, I'll do the research. I'll call her up and I'll ask her cop questions.
Oh, dude.
Be tough with her, Lulu. Be tough.
Hey. Okay. Don't be a wet noodle. Be strong.
I'm not a wet noodle.
Okay. Yeah. Mostly you are, Squirrel. But I think this time, though, really stand out. Be strong, all right?
All right.
All right. Let's get started with today's show. Amy, your pick a bit. We're going to find you this class ring.
Okay.
And there's a reward for it. What is it, $550?
Yep.
I can't remember. Is that what we said?
I think you were 500 and I was 50, right?
I believe that's correct.
Mike? Yeah. All right.
Okay.
There we go. Good luck. It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a dilemma that I would like your thoughts on. We just moved into a new house. Our 12-year-old daughter found some liquor left behind in an upstairs closet. She drank some of it. She got sick. She ended up in the ER. She's fine, but my husband wants to sue the seller for leaving the alcohol behind. However, I don't think it's the seller's fault, and our family is responsible for that bill. As it currently stands, the seller doesn't even know what happened, and I would like to keep it that way. What would you do? Thank you. Signed, would like to stay anonymous. I guess my questions are, didn't this family hire an inspector to look all the way through the house? Is it their job if they see something weird to be like, there's something weird? Scuba, didn't you used to inspect homes? Can you help me with this?
Yeah, I used to be a home inspector. So, yeah, usually it depends on the situation. But usually the people buying the home would hire someone like me to come in and check the integrity of the home, the structure of it, the bathrooms, everything, top to bottom.
The whiskey in the closet?
Yeah, if we would see that. Like, sometimes we find cash. We'd find things from a previous owner and say, hey, just want to give you a heads up. In the attic, there's a stack of cash or there's whiskey or whatever the case may be.
As a former person that was going through all the guts of a house, do you feel like it's the family's responsibility to know what they're buying and to remove the alcohol themselves?
When you buy a house, if there's something in there that's not yours, you don't want it, you should definitely get it out of there.
And you own the house now, so anything in it's yours.
It's yours. Okay. It's your responsibility. You bought the home. It is now yours.
Okay. I believe it happened. I'm sorry it happened, but that's the family's responsibility that lives in the house. Right? Scuba, yeah. Would you agree with that? This is my final question for you.
Yeah, like how do you buy a house and not look around at all these things and miss bottles of wine? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
You ever find cash and keep it? Okay, Steve.
Yeah, there's a laugh.
We need to make sure the statute of limitations is over before he answers that one.
No comment.
Okay. I bet that happened a lot, huh? Not with you, but in that industry.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, there's a lot of places you go just... they don't know. They don't remember that it's there. Or their husband hid it and he passed away and the wife doesn't know that was there. So, yeah, that happens all the time.
And so then you find it and no one will ever know. Okay, he's
laughing.
Okay,
laughing.
All right.
There you go.
I'm not going to say it's your fault because it's not your fault, emailer, but it is not the homeowner of previous terms responsibility.
Amy? So don't sue, right?
No. No. My answer is no. Okay. Amy?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm just thankful the 12-year-old's okay. Yeah. And then, we need to go over some ground rules if they ever find liquor again.
And maybe, those rules maybe already existed. She just found them and partied.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe she learned a lesson, though, about drinking too much.
Yeah.
That's good.
You have to go to the hospital because you drank too much. That's a lesson for sure. That's the mailbag. Tell your husband not to sue. Play him this clip. Thank you for emailing.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'll give you two inventions. You tell me which one launched first. Ooh. Now, we're doing this game because the iPod has been discontinued, which Lunchbox has an unwrapped one. You need to sell that thing on eBay in the next couple days because the market's at a peak right now. It will go down. It could possibly go back up, but you need to hit it now.
Okay, I thought I was going to save it and be one of the last ones and then sell it, but I think you might be right.
I think it'll have some value again in a few years, but right now when this thing goes out, if it were me, I'd sell it.
Okay.
So I'll give you two inventions. Tell me which one launched first. Write your answer down. If you miss it, you're out.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The iPod or Google? Which one launched first? The iPod, where you listen to all your music, or Google, where you search for all your things? Well, I remember when Google was, like, firing up, but I was so, like, Yahoo. I'd search everything in Yahoo. I was like, I'll never do Google. I'm Yahoo all the way.
Or Ask Jeeves.
That was
Ask Jeeves everything.
Hey, Jeeves an idiot. He can never answer my questions. What do you got, Amy?
Google.
Lunchbox?
Google.
Eddie?
Google.
In 1998, Google was invented. The iPod in 2001. Nice job.
Yes.
Twitter or YouTube?
Hmm.
Which one was invented first? Twitter or YouTube? And why this one's difficult is because they were within a year of each other.
That's tough.
Dang it.
I don't know.
All right, everybody in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The winner was 2005. I'll tell you that. Amy.
YouTube.
Lunchbox.
YouTube.
Eddie.
YouTube.
Twitter was 2006. YouTube, 2005.
Yes.
Nice job. The Blu-ray or the iPhone? Now, the Blu-ray, I'm curious, Morgan, if you know what that is.
DVD, maybe?
Ish.
Okay.
I would say a higher quality, more expensive DVD that came and went.
Yeah, I don't think I ever used it. I always just saw it on the little DVD player.
Yeah. Oh, sure. You go to Best Buy and you're like, oh, crap, why can't I think about the Blu-ray version?
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah.
I had nothing to play it on.
All right, Blu-rays or the iPhone?
Mmm.
Lunchbox is on the toilet. Hey, man. What are you?
Hey, come play this
back
game,
in the room?
Dude.
I'm here, man. I just don't know.
The Blu-ray or the iPhone? Everybody in?
Yeah.
Amy?
Blu-ray.
Lunchbox?
Trick question. It's iPhone.
Eddie?
100% Blu-ray.
Well, in 2006, and that's the first year this came out, it's the winner. 2006 was the Blu-ray. So, Amy?
Lunchbox, it was a trick question.
Yeah.
It was so tricky that it was real.
Right.
When the iPhone came out.
He does that.
2007. All right, so Amy and Eddie are alive still.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, let's talk turkey. What do you say? You want to talk some turkey?
Yeah, what does that mean, though?
I don't know. I just saw it on the show. Netflix.
Okay.
Or MySpace. Which one came first?
I got my answer.
They're not even close, by the way. Netflix or MySpace? Amy?
Netflix.
Eddie?
I have Netflix written down.
Why did you guys pick Netflix?
Because it was before MySpace.
Yeah, it came in the mail like a long, long time ago.
Like Pony Express?
I mean, yeah, because I thought it's, I don't know why.
Well, the winner is from 1997.
Netflix, yeah.
It's Netflix, yeah. MySpace wasn't until 2003.
Yeah.
But it's weird because Netflix is still relevant and cool that MySpace seems like forever ago and Netflix is today. All right.
What's involved?
Instagram or Tesla?
Ooh, interesting.
Which one came first? The year this was invented was 2008. What is it? It came first. Instagram or Tesla?
I'm in.
Amy?
Invented and us using. Very different.
It was invented in this year. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go with Tesla.
So you think in 2008 Tesla was invented?
Yes.
Eddie?
This is interesting because I went with the Graham. So let's go.
Well, we do have a winner.
Yeah, we do.
In 2008, Instagram had not been invented yet. It is Tesla.
Yes.
There it is. Amy is the winner. Nice job.
What?
Good job, good job, good job, Amy.
Yeah.
Amy, run through these with me. Napster DVDs.
Oh, DVDs.
1997 DVDs, yeah. 1999 Napster. Amy, iPad or Snapchat?
Ooh. iPad.
Correct. 2010 iPad, 2011 Snapchat. Amy, Uber or Venmo?
Uber.
Venmo by a year.
Wow.
2009.
Okay.
And then the final one, The Bobby Bones Show or Amazon Prime? Which one came first, The Bobby Bones Show or Amazon Prime?
The Bobby Bones Show.
2003 was The Bobby Bones Show. Yep. Amazon Prime was 2005.
Yep. Hmm.
So even for, I didn't know it was that old.
I didn't either.
That is it. Amy is our winner. Nice job.
Good job, Amy.
And Amy, because you won, you get. I'm giving you a free every one of these on the list.
Oh,
bring
amazing.
Up the Tesla, everybody.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Coming up on June 8th, Harold Myers of Mansfield, Ohio is turning 100 years old.
Dang.
Now, Harold, he's a World War II veteran. He still drives. He lives with his wife.
He still drives?
Oh, yeah. Every day. He lives with his wife, who is 72 years old, and he loves to go to the grocery store and gets his own groceries.
Hey, she's 72. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, almost 30 years.
So here's the deal. His grandson's like, he does all this stuff, but he doesn't do social media. So he wants birthday cards. So he's asking everyone, friends, family, even the whole world, send Harold a birthday card. His address is right here. It's P.O. Box 310.
Well, why don't we post it? No one's going to remember it right again. Why don't we just post it?
We will post it.
Okay.
But he says, since he doesn't do social media, a nice Facebook post usually works. But in this case, let's get him a real birthday card.
That's pretty cool that he's 100. I hope when I'm 100, I'm still driving. And by that, I hope that I have some grandkids that have convinced me that a chair in the bedroom is a car. And they're like, drive to the grocery store, and I just go sit in and think.
Slow down, Grandpa.
I don't want to endanger anybody. So I hope that they trick me into thinking I still have it.
Yeah.
But I like that. Turning 100 is awesome, man. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
There are a couple updates that the listeners are asking for. Let's do it.
You ready?
Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
All right, first of all, Amy thought she might have Lyme disease. What's the update on this?
Well, I don't know because I haven't had the tick tested, but I did a round of doxycycline, which was recommended by my doctor as an antibiotic to just be preventative. But my arm still itches like crazy. So right where the tick bit me, it's red and irritated and like, ugh. It itches. Like, I had to put this prescription itch cream on it, and we're like over 3 weeks out from the bite. So I've never had something itch this long. I still have the tick in a Ziploc bag in my freezer, and I'm contemplating mailing it off to get tested.
Yeah.
Not that, because I don't have any symptoms yet of Lyme disease, but I just want to know. I think, like, in my head, I just want to feel good about it.
Are you nervous?
I mean, a little bit, especially when I hop on Google.
Oh, like, don't hop on Google.
I know,
That's a problem.
I can't help it.
That's the problem.
Can't help it.
Okay, let us know.
You ready?
Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
Eddie told a story about his kid giving a Pokemon card to another kid at church.
Yeah, they were trading cards.
Yeah.
And my son traded his card, but then the other guy said, or the other kid said, I don't have it on me, but I'll bring it to church next week. I mean, what? That was 4 months ago? No, never can. Every time he saw the kid, he's like, sorry, man, I forgot it. So I thought I was going to have to go and like tell the parents, like, hey, a deal's a deal. You got to do. I'm not confrontational, so I didn't, thank goodness, because last week, the kid finally brought the card. I mean, it took 4 months.
Why do you think he finally brought the card?
I think because he heard us talking about it on the radio, or maybe the parents did and said, you know, little guy, they're talking about it to you on the radio. It's not a good look for us as a family. You should probably get that kid his card that he deserves.
So your kid has the card now.
The trade has been done, and it's a sealed deal. They both have their cards.
Love it.
You ready?
Bobby Bones Show.
Update.
Tomorrow morning, Morgan will review Saved by the Bell. There'll be an update. She watched how many episodes?
8 episodes of the first season.
She had never seen it, so we make her watch shows that we used to like. So tomorrow morning around this time, Morgan will review Saved by the Bell from the first episode where he has the Kelly Kapowski cutout, right? Where she pops up as a volleyball player?
No. Mm-mm.
That's not the first episode?
No, the first episodes are, they're like in 8th grade.
Yeah, but I think that that was the one. Don't watch him at JFK.
Yeah, you gotta watch him at...
You gotta watch him at... In the high school.
Bayside.
What?
Bayside High.
Well, I got to go watch 8 more episodes real quick.
Yeah, you didn't know the difference.
But no.
Even when I said, don't watch junior high, watch... Is Miss Bliss in your episodes?
Yes, she
okay,
is.
Okay, you didn't.
You need Belding.
Okay, then what... That doesn't count.
Okay.
But what'd you think about that?
Oh, I mean, it was awful.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it gets better. It gets better once I get to high school.
I was hoping that, and I kept watching, like, okay, I could see why people might like this, but it was rough. I was pretty bored for 8 episodes.
Were you like, there's no Screech, there's no Slater? Screech was in some, but there's no Slater, there's no Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, none of that's happening. All it really focuses on the main guy, the blonde kid, who's Zach. Like...
The blonde kid?
What are you
talking
about?
Morris?
Well, yeah. You're just learning a lot about him and how he's the prankster. He never gets any of his schoolwork done. He's always checking out all the girls. That's what you're really learning about. And Miss Bliss's dating life.
Yeah, so not the right season to watch. So we will not do that tomorrow. But we did get an update. You don't like the junior high years.
I don't like the junior high years.
All right, there we go. Thank you. All right, we have a good amount of dudes on this show. Lunchbox, Eddie. Myself. So the four of us here, we're going to take this quiz. Are these things that we do because if we do them, it drives our wives or girlfriends, but we're all married, crazy. Number one, when you go into fix-it mode, meaning not allowing a problem to be solved over time or having patience, you just want to fix it right now. I would say this is what I'm absolutely the worst at. If there's something that is bothering her or she is upset about something, I only go, I'm going to fix it right now. It doesn't matter what it is, but I will take care of it. I don't even really want to listen anymore. I just want to go and kick down the wall and fix the problem.
Yeah, it's not good.
And sometimes they don't need the problem fixed. Sometimes she just wants me to hear her feel what she's feeling, and that's all.
I would say most of the time.
That's crazy to me. The fact that there's a problem and you don't want me to go and stomp out the problem by either stomping or massaging, right?
Sure.
There's two ways. Oh, this is the number one for me. I'm terrible at it. So, yes, I would get that. Eddie, this happened to you?
100%. Man, you would think as long as I've been married, I would know that. But I still try to fix everything.
Lunchbox?
I'm a fixer. I try to help my wife. She has problems. I'm going to fix it. She tells me something's loose, the door handle.
No,
oh,
not,
they're not,
not
talking
that.
About fixing
not literal.
Things. We're talking about
problems,
like issues in life.
Like sometimes we just need to vent and share and have someone listen.
No, I don't try to fix those problems.
You don't? Do you just listen?
I listen as
he
I'm watching
even
TV.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ray?
Yeah, we're going to fix it. It doesn't linger too long.
Yeah. Okay, next one up. When you don't balance your hobbies well, meaning if you have a hobby and you spend 8, 9, 10 hours doing it, it takes time away from everybody.
Yeesh.
I would insert work into this for me, where that's a big struggle, where sometimes I will just lose track of time because I'm so dialed into a project or writing something, and she's like, hey, you've been working for like 15 hours today. You know, any chance you want to eat or hang, you know?
Take a break.
Yeah, and that is something I'm trying to work on. I'm trying to do better at it. But I wouldn't say it's hobbies, but I will say I will sit on the PlayStation sometimes and lose track. And then what will happen, too, is I will work for all day, 12 hours, and then I'll go, I just need to go and relax and play PlayStation for a little bit for 4 hours. And all the time go to bed, and I haven't seen anybody except work and PlayStation. So the balancing... I'm getting better at, but I'm still pretty bad. Eddie?
Nah, I have no problem with balance. I'm pretty good at doing whatever I'm going to do on the side as hobbies go, and then spending family time, wife time. I can do all that.
The next one is not complimenting her. Ray, do you have an issue with this? Or are you good?
I try to compliment her, especially at the pool, rocking that bikini.
Oh, nice. I compliment my wife a lot. I make a point to do that. So that one I'm okay at. The next one they say is when you can't leave work stress at the door, meaning you bring it home. Eddie?
I mean, I have about 2 hours of where I can decompress without them being there because my kids and my wife don't get home till about 4. So I have that time.
But you don't get home till
3.
Four.
I get there about 3. And then I play
but
about
you don't need to
I
be
thought
here
you were
till
always
three.
Here till 3.
Yeah. I'm working.
Ray?
Yeah. No, Eddie, you're funny, man. You're funny. But no. No, I'm good. No, you don't have to worry about me.
Lunchbox?
I don't stress over work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zero stress.
Yeah. I don't think I stress over it. I just always am in it.
Mm.
But maybe that is stress. These are things that your wives or girlfriends find that will drive them crazy. Fighting dirty. I mean, if you get into an argument, you say things, you're like, oh, man, I wish I wouldn't have said that.
Yeesh.
Yeah, I just am too competitive in every part of my life that I just want to win everything all the time. It doesn't matter what it is. A game on the show, a disagreement. I probably could do better at this. Yeah, probably a lot better.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'll say the same. I
go
better.
Low blow.
Oh, you do?
I go low blow. No, that's the first thing you go for.
Like what?
You just go low blow or bring up some she did in the past.
She did in the past?
Wow. Yeah, because...
Let me write this down. Hold on. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Just listen.
Go ahead.
You're in this argument, and maybe if you're going to lose this argument, maybe she has a point, you're like, dang. You go, well, you did this, remember, 2 weeks ago, and it's something... You just bring up an old argument, like, see, you do things wrong, too, and take the whole focus off that argument, and then she gets mad that you went back to the past.
Whole focus off argument.
All don't right. write that down.
No, I'm going to use this.
Oh, that's good.
See if that works.
Hit her with, like, what she's most insecure about, stuff like that.
Yeah, that gets them.
All right, the final one is... Do you ever compare her to other women?
Oh!
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I would never do that.
How do you
never?
I would never do that. Yeah.
No. Lunchbox. What do you say, Lunch?
Well, it's just easy. It's sort of like, oh, you don't see her doing this, or, you know, you don't see her eating that, or you don't see
what
her.
What about, like, Sally wears a thong?
Yep.
What?
I don't know that I've ever met a Sally that I want to wear a thong.
Yeah. Sally Jesse Raphael.
That's it.
Ew.
I'm just
Sally
thinking,
Fields.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's only two Sallys I know.
Comparing your wife to other women, Ray, ever for any reason?
No, my wife's been throwing these women out there like movie stars and stuff, and I'm just like, nah, not into that.
Same. Yeah, I'm like,
what do you mean you're not?
I'm like,
you just lied to her? Stop.
Disgusted.
So those are the things that we do that drives them crazy, and we got to stop doing it. Comparing them to other women, fighting dirty, not leaving stress at the door, not complimenting her enough, not balancing well, and then we try to fix problems, not doorknobs, but like emotional.
That's her deal.
That's what?
That's her deal. When she has an emotional problem, solve it. Like, she doesn't solve my emotional problems, because guess what? I ain't got any.
Yeah, good point.
Why don't you?
What is there to get emotional about?
But everybody does.
You know anger is an emotion, right?
I don't have anger.
Okay.
I have annoyance by people like you.
All right. Thank you. The more you know. A couple weeks ago, we had a guy call and talk about what Morgan recommended, which are those shoes. What are they called?
UFOs.
And so... If you have like hurt feet or old feet, both?
Yeah, they're just like recovery shoes. If you have plantar fasciitis, it's really good for that.
So this guy named Sean from San Francisco calls us.
Just got done listening to Morgan on a product that she recommends. She talked about UFOs. Definitely recommend them. We actually use them in the NFL, and a lot of colleges use them, such as Stanford and Cal, for recovery base. So yeah, just wanted to chime in a little bit. Highly recommend them. And just love the show and keep doing what you're doing.
So then we started going, he plays in the NFL. He's a general manager.
Yeah.
We had all these theories on who he was.
Oh, yeah.
So he called us back. Oh. Do you want to hear what he does?
Yes. Come on.
Okay, here is Sean from San Francisco.
Stephen and Bobby Bone. I just wanted to let you guys know I am not an NFL player, unfortunately. However, I am an equipment manager. Go ahead, give me a call back if you want to chat. Maybe we get some tickets going.
For who? What team?
Probably for the 49ers.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, he's over all that stuff. That's awesome, really cool. Sean. We're not going to hit you up for tickets unless we come to town, but we appreciate that call. But you can mail us some gear. Anyway.
Yeah, gear would be nice.
Moving on. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, how many sports did you play in high school?
Played football. I played baseball. At times, depending on the year, our head football coach made us run track. If you played football, you were forced to run track. So I guess played that. And I only ran the mile and then the 400, which is one lap of the mile. Ugh, miserable. Quiz bowl.
That didn't count.
Well, exercising the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, why do you ask?
Sport of the mind. Well, researchers are reporting that focusing solely on one sport puts high school athletes at risk for injuries and burnout because if you're doing baseball, you're moving those same body parts over and over. Same thing with football. And, you know, to transfer this to adults, because some of us aren't playing high school sports, like, if you just do the same workout all the time and don't switch it up, you're putting your body at risk for injury.
The counter to that, if you have a kid, is if you keep them in the same sport forever, they actually get a lot better at it and can act, you know, try to do something outside of it. But I'm on the, listen, I don't have kids, but I know that if I would have just stayed in one sport, I probably went pro.
Oh, for sure.
If I had just focused on playing baseball, I'd probably be pro by now.
Yeah.
Did you know I just now learned how to run?
What do you mean?
Like, in the past 3 months.
But what do you mean, learn how to run? Like, with your core tight and your shoulders back.
Well, no, that's the easy stuff.
Relax.
But I learned how to run. I've been working out with a running coach, and he's like, well, if you do this by my feet, I'm like, double time now. I'm like, boom.
Now you're really fast?
He's like, all you got to do is run like this. And he's like, oh, I think you've been missing out the last 20 years. I was like, dang it.
What is this training for?
They're just trained to live.
What are you, I feel like you're training for like the end of the world and we don't know it. Like Bobby's going to run. Yeah. He's going to be, he's deadlifting.
Apocalypse come. I know how to run a little faster now from those zombies. All right, what else?
A survey was done on delivery drivers and I have some things they've admitted to.
This kind of stuff freaks me out. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
Well, this one doesn't really affect us, but I'm surprised that there's not like cameras in delivery truck,
like
the
Uber,
back part.
Uber cars?
I don't know, because like...
That would cost so much. I don't think they could do that.
A fourth of drivers admit to hooking up in the back with the packages.
Oh, you
Amazon drivers.
Amazon. I thought you meant like food delivery.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. Get it on back there. Who cares? My packages are safe.
Who cares?
Yeah, but they didn't specify if it's like someone that they know or maybe someone they've delivered packages to.
Okay.
No. Otherwise, good with me. All right.
Intentionally damaging packages, marking a package as delivered when it wasn't, opening packages just to take a look and then resealing them.
It ain't just take a look. If you like what they take a look at, then they probably take what they take a look at.
Peeing in bottles in the truck, which makes sense if you got to go to the bathroom, but then they also admit to peeing around the side of people's houses.
I feel all that. If you got to go, you got to go. And if they're working you hard, you pee anywhere you can.
Thomas Rhett is set to kick off his Bring the Bar to You tour next month. And I guess we can be sure that he's going to be ready because when it comes to rehearsing for tour, he said he does it a lot and that at times he feels like his band wants to kill him for the amount of time that they rehearse.
I've done so many cold starts to tours, especially in my early days, that I never wanted to experience that when I became a headliner. We run the show so many times to the point of we can play it in our sleep so that when we get to that first city, that city doesn't have to suffer our rust.
I kind of like a rusty show if I'm at the beginning of tour, honestly. I like to see it. I like to see mess ups by pros. Not a lot, but a couple. But if you guys wonder why this show runs so perfectly, we've done it 7 times by now.
Oh, yeah.
We've done this segment already 7 times, and that's why it sounds so good. Mm. And in the last couple stories Amy did, there were no mess-ups at all.
So we you imagine?
Ran it so perfectly.
Yeah. I think it's obvious to people we don't rehearse. Thomas Rhett's tour kicks off.
There you go. Thomas Rhett's tour. Yeah, go ahead.
June 17th in New Hampshire, so you can hit up thomasrhett.com for tickets.
All right, there you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Every year, a trucker convoy raises money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The last 2 years, COVID shut it down. Well, they're back and bigger than ever this year, and they have a carnival, they have a fundraiser, raffle, and they raised $379,000 driving through Pennsylvania. Nice. Hump, hump.
That much? I thought you were going to say like 10 grand. I was going to be like, wow, good for them. They're back. Almost $500,000. Dang. Who sat in the, when we did Bobby Fest, Ray, you sat in the dunk booth, right?
Yep.
Boy, the dunk booth's a good thing for a carnival.
That makes money.
If you have someone that people, they don't have to hate them.
Yeah, just dislike a little bit.
Not
oh, no.
No, just somebody.
They just think it would be funny to see them punished.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to dislike them.
Like Mr. Belden. Remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. In the dunk tank.
Oh, on the show. I thought you meant when he was hanging out with us.
Oh, and Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, Ray got in the dunk tank, and then he started like harassing people from the dunk tank, and then he got a little too personal.
Calling people ugly.
Then it was like, yeah, it got a little. But anyway, great story, Lunchbox. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.